Well, this week it was a surfer's paradise as waves surged up to 30 feet off the coast of Los Angeles as Category 5 Hurricane Marie loomed out in the Pacific. But the waves were also violent, damaged property, caused water rescues. And one of the worst hit areas was the beautiful Catalina Island off the California coast. Ben Harvey is city manager of Avalon, the only incorporated city on the island. And Ben, how would you describe what's been going on in the past few days?
Well, a combination of spectacular and unfortunate.
Yeah, and what was the result? I mean, the spectacular, I'm sure, was great for the surfers there, but what about the unfortunate?
Well, the unfortunate is, you know, we've got a very finite amount of space and facility, and when any of our facility or infrastructure are damaged, it impacts everything here in town and on the island. If you knock out our boatyard and our commercial laundry, that impacts our lifeblood, which is our visitors. And so we're feeling it right now.
Tell us more about that. You say your lifeblood is your visitors. There are a lot of seacoast towns that might be thinking we depend on visitors too. But, you know, Catalina, how much do you depend on visitors?
100%. There's not any person here on the island involved in any organization or business that is not directly related to tourism. We're 22 miles off the coast of Los Angeles. That is the only industry that we have. And so any impact to it, so knocking out the commercial laundry, for instance, that washes all the sheets and towels in town, obviously impacts our hotels and our restaurants. That's our lifeblood. That's a huge deal.
Yeah. Well, and so can you describe these waves and what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. Normally, Avalon Harbor, which is the, if you will, the front porch to town, it's surrounded by a breakwater. It's idyllic. It's calm. It's you know, it's a place where families sit on the beach and, you know, their young children run into the water. On Tuesday night and Wednesday night, it was a place where we were seeing, you know, 5 to 10 foot waves all of a sudden crashing over the seawall, crashing through piers, knocking off floats. For a brief moment, it was a spectacular display, and residents and visitors gathered around. And then, as the pounding continued, it was, you know, completely unfortunate watching, you know, sailboats being thrown from the water onto shore and temporary storage facilities, trailers and so forth being moved, trucks being buried in sand. I mean, it was crazy.
So the damage we know has been estimated by you from 3 to 5 million. But as you said, that's not at all the cost of the tourists who are not coming. When do you think you'll get back up on your feet?
We're open for business right now. You know, we're coming up on a Labor Day weekend here. We're asking people to not cancel their plans and to come on over. I think that, you know, folks will see some, obviously, impact of the storm, but they're still going to have a great time. The sea has returned to normal as of this morning.
And in fact, you say there's an upside to this surge in waves. It's not just back to normal. Your sand is back.
Well, that's true. You know, our Public Works Department, we were struggling with this erosion issue in the harbor, and we had this huge area of seawall that was exposed, and we were going about doing things like trying to determine if we needed to dredge the harbor and how on earth were we going to get money to do that.
Or buy sand.
Well, right. And so we were actually thinking about things like that. And then lo and behold, the sand is all back and there is no exposed seawall. And so we can cross that one off the list at least.
Ben Harvey, city manager of the beautiful city of Avalon on Catalina Island off Southern California. Ben, thanks and best of luck to you with getting back to normal.
Thank you very much.